Penguin Audio presents Core of Conviction, My Story by Michelle Bachman. Read by Michelle Bachman and Susan Erickson.
Chapter 1, A Middle American Mom. It was April Fool's Day 2000. I started out that morning thinking that I was headed for a joyful wedding. Then instead, I found myself embroiled in a pitched political battle. So rather than witnessing a young couple start their new life together, I ended up finding a new political career. Yes, it was April Fool's Day, but it was no joke. April 1st, 2000 was the date of the Republican convention for the 56th Minnesota State Senate District. The gathering was held in the beautiful little town of Matamidi, just east of St. Paul. The Bachmans, my husband Marcus, our children, and I were residents of that district, living in the nearby town of Stillwater. It was also the day the Bachman family was planning to attend a wedding in Brainerd, a town in the northern part of the state, a 2 or 3 hour drive away. My own wedding, back in 1978, has always been precious to me, a covenant that Marcus and I treasure for eternity. And I just love weddings. I love the ceremony, the music, the exchange of vows, the sense of a new joint destiny for the newlyweds, even the cake and the celebration afterward. But on this one morning, I had second thoughts about going. I said to my husband, "Honey, do you mind if I don't go with you this time?" I had woken up thinking I really ought to go instead to the Republican District Convention. Someone, I thought, should send a message to those entrenched insiders, reminding them that we didn't like what they were doing in the Capitol, St. Paul, that we didn't like what they were doing to us and our children. Marcus knew I was especially concerned about a new left-leaning, state-mandated education curriculum. That new initiative, short on academic excellence, was the so-called Profile of Learning, a federal government program that our state legislators, following orders from Washington, D.C., had begun imposing on children across the state. Indeed, Marcus shared my concerns about these and other top-down liberal policies. In his Christian counseling practice, he was constantly seeing, up close, the damage done to young people by wrong-headed ideas, ideas that led to poor educational experiences and poor outcomes. Yet at the same time, Marcus had to concern himself with the practicalities of running our ongoing business and being a father. I was the political activist, not my husband. Marcus was serious about his work and his mission, and yet he was always loving and understanding. "Okay," he said. And so the Bachman family changed its plans. He and our younger kids drove off to Brainerd for the wedding, and I made my way to the local GOP convention. Poor Marcus, he had no idea what would happen next, and frankly, neither did I. Because this was a last-minute decision, and I was worried about being late, I simply flew out the door. Only when I was in the car did I realize what a mess I was. I had on jeans, and I never wear jeans if I can help it. I also wore some white moccasins worn to a dingy gray beige. My sweatshirt had a hole in it, I had no makeup on, and every woman knows what that means, and my hair was a fright. But it was too late to turn back. I had to get to the convention before the registration table closed. Arriving in a flurry, I paid my $20 party registration fee, and I was in, along with some 200 other Republicans. We were gathered in an auditorium at Matamidi High School, just west of Stillwater, and we were engaging in grassroots politics at its rootsiest. It seemed likely that the convention would, without a hitch, endorse the incumbent senator yet again. Or maybe there would be a hitch. Some of us began talking about why we were there. Why had we pulled ourselves away from other responsibilities on this Saturday morning? Was it just to sit and listen to political speeches? Was it simply to rubber stamp our state senator? Actually, we wanted to do more than that. We wanted to be heard. We all asked, why are we Republicans nominating this guy once again when we can't trust him to represent us when he goes to St. Paul? This senator had fought for his country as a Marine in Vietnam. I will always honor him for that service. And because so many others honored him too, he had been elected to the Minnesota State House of Representatives in 1972. He had moved up to the state senate in 1982, and by the time of the District 56 convention, he had been in the state legislature for nearly 3 decades. Yet during that time, his voting record had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?